brings us to agenda item number 28, Route 28 Corridor Improvements LLC.
Hello again.
Ms. Woodward.
A little different neck of the woods, so to speak. The Route 28 Corridor Improvements LLC is requesting authorization to construct a four-lane clear span roadway bridge with associated temporary fill for construction access over Broad Run as part of the final segment of the Pacific Boulevard Extension Project in Loudoun County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Up in the Northern Virginia area, Loudoun County, project location is here. This is Route 7 going out from Great Falls. A little bit closer view, again, Route 7, Route 28 coming up. This is the corridor of the Pacific Boulevard improvement. This is Broad Run, which drains down into the Potomac River about 2 miles to the north. The project site is located in northern Loudoun County between the Sterling and Ashburn areas of the county. Again, just 2 miles south of the confluence with Broad Run with the Potomac River. Broad Run is a non-tidal waterway in this location. This project is intended to relieve traffic congestion along the Route 7 and the Route 28 corridor area, allowing additional commercial and residential development in the area and improving access there, too. Broad Run is non-tidal, has a drainage area of 59 square miles. As noted in previous projects, this agency has jurisdiction over all tidal waterways within the Commonwealth and non-tidal waterways, and we take jurisdiction over the beds of which where the drainage area is 5 square miles or greater and defined from ordinary high water line to ordinary high water line, as there is no low water line to demarcate state ownership therein. The bridge will be approximately 60 feet wide and will consist of four 12-foot travel lanes and a 10-foot wide shared use path. I believe that's separated for pedestrian and bicycle use. The original alignment of the project, which actually is shown in this last slide a little bit better, the slide has been turned a little bit. North is now in this location, but at any rate, Broad Run flowing this direction. The original alignment of the roadway came in this direction, and you may be able to see a little bit of an outline of a residence here. The original alignment took the roadway through the residence. Through negotiations, the alignment of the roadway was adjusted so that it would avoid the residence, still goes through the property, but rather than crossing Broad Run at right angles, minimizing the impact, or the encroachment, I should say, of the bridge over the waterway, it's now at a slightly skewed angle, increasing the encroachment of the structure. It is a clear span structure. Both of the abutments are on the upland where the roadway will, the bridge will completely span the waterway. Again, this is North Arrow. Again, this is a slightly adjusted from the first slide I showed you, but Broad Run demarcated with the reddish, if you can pick those out, lines, ordinary high water to ordinary high water. The bridge structure will cross in this location here. These are the support abutments, again, outside of, above, landward of the ordinary high water line of the creek itself. These slightly shaded areas are the temporary construction pads that will be installed within cofferdams to allow the cranes to operate to place the longer girders that were required to get the abutments out of the waterway for placement of those longer girders. These are the temporary impacts, the direct temporary impacts to Broad Run itself. Again, the pads would be here. These pads are shown in cross-section here. And they would be installed such that no more than 50% of the waterway, the flow of the waterway is blocked. But I'll get into that in our recommendations as well. The issues, the project is protested by Mr. and Mrs. Medi Palavani. It is their property through which this construction corridor has been approved and will extend. VDOT has been working with the Palavanis for some time in order to lessen the impact of the project on their property. This, again, is another design-build project where VDOT is not the applicant, but is working with Route 28 Corridor Improvements LLC and the county to acquire all of the permits. Once all of the permits are acquired and the roadway is constructed and accepted by VDOT, all of the permits will be transferred to VDOT, and it will become part of the VDOT public roadway system for future maintenance. As I mentioned, the original corridor took the roadway right through the residence. It has since been altered slightly such that the residence is avoided. I'm trying to see if it shows up here. It doesn't. It's just another view of the turn. This was the original, somewhat in this direction, which took it through the house. Now that's been slightly modified so that the roadway avoids the residence, but still has unavoidable impacts for the Palavani property. It's noted that the Palavanis purchased the property in November of 2001, and the county transportation plan had been in place since at least 1995. Which had the corridor somewhere within this alignment impacting the property. The physical encroachment of the bridge is actually 11,270 square feet of physical encroachment over top of the ordinary high water line to ordinary high water line submerged lands within this agency's jurisdiction. The Department of Environmental Quality has already issued their Virginia Water Protection General Permit, WP3, that was issued on September 21st of 2015. The Department of Conservation and Recreation indicates there are no natural heritage resources within this that will be impacted by the bridge. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries documents the state threatened upland sandpiper in the project area. And has several recommendations for the actual construction of the bridge, recommending that any in-stream activities occur during low flow or no flow conditions, use cofferdams to isolate the work areas, blocking no more than 50% of the stream flow at any given time, and stockpiling any excavated material outside of the stream and preventing its reentry within the stream, and finally restoring the natural stream bed and stream bank contours upon completion of the construction activities. I do have a couple of ground shots provided by the applicants. This is standing looking south upstream of Broad Run. My back would be, or the photographer's back was to the Route 7 bridge. That is the Route 7 bridge in the background, now looking north toward downstream toward the Potomac River, and this would be the approximate location of the new clearspan bridge. So again, there would be no structures constructed within the confines of ordinary high water to ordinary high water of the waterway. It would be a clearspan bridge. And I can leave that one up there. In summary, the project has been in the county's transportation plan since at least 1995. And the roadway has been realigned to avoid the Palavani residence entirely. It doesn't avoid impacts to the Palavani property, but it does now avoid the residence. It should also be noted there's a historic toll. This is a toll structure in this location, which also had something to do with the realignment of the bridge or the roadway further away from this historic property, the historic toll structure on Route 7. The VDOT and the county has been in negotiation with the Palavanis for some time. Item 5, which is fairly lengthy, shows you some of the history of those negotiations with the Palavanis trying to avoid and minimize their impacts, and the applicant and the agent can speak more to the details of that. The Commission's jurisdiction in this case is limited strictly to the submerged lands below the ordinary high water line within Broad Run. Based on our public interest review, staff believes the impacts to the waterway have been minimized reasonably. It's a clear span bridge. The only physical impacts to the bridge of the structure are those temporary impacts associated during construction. There will be no permanent structures within the waterway. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in 2812 of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project with inclusion of our with our standard in-stream work conditions. Specifically, those conditions are: the in-stream construction activity shall be accomplished within cofferdams constructed of non-erodible materials in such a manner that no more than half of the waterway and flow of the waterway is obstructed at any point in time. Those cofferdams and any excess materials will be removed to approve upland areas upon completion of construction, and the stream bed and banks shall be restored to pre-existing contours and conditions upon completion of construction. Construction shall be performed during low flow conditions to the greatest extent possible, and the erosion and sediment control handbook shall be followed throughout construction. As I mentioned earlier, this is a design build project in conjunction with VDOT and the county. Therefore, we don't recommend a royalty in this case, but we do recommend that VDOT execute all transfers of the permit upon completion and their acceptance of the constructed roadway, such that they can add that to the public transportation that they maintain throughout the Commonwealth. That's all I have. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the Commission? Thank you, Ms. Woodward. Is the applicant present or represented? Please come forward. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your names for the record.
I'm Kim Larkin. I work for Dewberry and the design.
Jeffrey Alston with Route 28 Corridor Improvements, LLC.
What do you need? What would you like to add to the Commission so that they better understand this project?
Nothing. We're just here to answer any questions you may have. Mr. Woodward did a good job of explaining the project.
I would add that we avoided the original toll house. This is the location of Leesburg Pike. Route 7 is called Leesburg Pike. It used to be a toll bridge crossing in the 1800s. And actually, the old bridge washed out, but the abutments are still there. And the original house is there. So we work with the Historic Department of Historic Resources, and did obtain a no adverse effect based on the inline.
Okay. Any questions from the Commission? Thank you all very much. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Please come forward then. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Please say your name.
My name is Terry Laycock. I'm here on behalf of Loudoun County. I just had a few things I wanted to add to the record. This Pacific Boulevard project is a parallel road to Route 28, which is the major access point to Dulles Airport. You can imagine the traffic that's on that road. The county, VDOT, and the property owners, along with Fairfax County, have worked diligently over the last 8 to 10 years to transition 28 to a limited access road. So thereby many of the properties along there lost direct access to 28, thus the critical nature of getting Pacific Boulevard as the parallel road completed. The property owners from the commercial and industrial area are paying 75% of hundreds of millions of dollars that have gone into Building 28, and they have been very vocal about us getting the parallel road network completed so they have better access for their economic viability. This is one of the first projects. Pacific Boulevard project is one of the first projects to be financed through the Virginia Transportation Infrastructure Bank, so it's gone all the way to the governor and has had much state and county support. And the board approved the major design elements. The Board of Supervisors of Loudoun County approved the major design elements of this project in 2014. Since that time, the county, the design build team, and VDOT has worked very closely with the protestant to try to mitigate the impacts, and I think we've done as well as we can given the all the environmental features and historical features in that area. So the county would just ask that we be allowed to have the design build contract move forward and get this project done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions from the commission?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Does anybody wish to testify against this project? Let me ask this. Is there anybody here who wishes to say anything about this project at all? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Miner. Any further discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The permit is approved. Thank you all very much.